And I think the best place to start is from the very beginning.
Oh. Always.
So we're going to start from Adam and Chava in Gan Eden. This is really where it starts. And in fact, the truth is, if you take a look at the Sugin Chulin Daf Kuflam Tetzel base, where we're asked Homin Atayim Minayin and Esmin Atayim Minayin. Well, Homin Atayim Minayin. That is the question of referring to data that. So we see somehow or other there's going to be connections to the very beginning. So that's where we're going to start. Okay, wait, so we're going through a very, very nice shtickle. Balaturim, Medrash, Bnei Yisoscha, lots and lots of beautiful points. Very, very nice shtickle. So hold on tight because it's all one in you. That's the one. You'll see it's a beautiful shtickle. So it starts with this. On the Rishon sin with Eitzadas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him some curses. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Koitz v'dardar tatzmiach lach. Which literally means, Koitz, we all know, means thorn. Dardar, no one really knows what it means, but contextually, it means thistles. Something else, some other prickly thing. Tatzmiach lach, that's going to be what's brought to you. But it's some sort of curse. We're gonna try and understand a bit more about what it means. So let's just bear that in mind. That was the curse, that was the consequence of the Avira by the Eitz HaDaas. The Koitz HaDaas had this method. Now, the Baal HaTorim makes following observation. He notes that when the Torah mentions El Acher, other gods, other small g gods, then it uses a large resh. It's Aleph Ches, large Rish. And I know what Sedra is, by the way. Which is large Rish?
Which one? What?
It was about 4 weeks ago now. It was quite recent.
What's Sisso?
What was the possible?
Eilachir. When it talks about a small god. When it talks about other gods.
Sisso, right? Yeah, makes sense.
Fine. So that is where it says Achir. The Eilachir. Now, the Torah also talks about Hashem Echad. In Pashas Eschanon, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. And it also over there, it's got a large Dalet. Aleph Ches, large.
So you don't make the error.
What's that?
So you don't make the error.
It's not the Baal HaTorah, like Adam said. That the idea is because Aleph Ches Dalet, Aleph Ches Reish are both very, very similar. Got the same two letters. But in meaning that they're diametrically opposite. Echad connotes the concept of clarity, releasing that everything's Hashem, Echad, everything we see is all the image, there's no other thing in the world. Whereas Acher says, no, there's idols, there's other forces in the world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it's not the Baal HaTorah's suggestion. The reason why the Torah has it very large, which makes a lot of sense, it's very muvin, it's not one of these funny remarks in which we can't sort of understand. It's very, very understandable. The Torah is stressing. Don't get confused between the Echad and the Acher. However, that is the Baal HaTorah. The Bnei Yisoscha takes it a step further.
So where's this Baal HaTorah?
Well, that the Baal HaTorah is where it says El Acher. It's not in Beis Chama. So it's in
Sisa. Wait a second, it's about Sesa Zibros.
No, not the one that says Zibros. I don't know exactly where else it is. Where is it? It's not, it's recently. Because I remember seeing the Baal HaTorah recently.
That's because this one makes sense.
Okay, it's definitely recent. Okay, the following. The Medrash in Vayikra notes this. Kisisa Hirik Lama Dalad Pasu Gudal Kilosi Shtafel Elacher with a large resh and the Balator in there. So the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Perigun Tess, Pasu Base, also talks about this large Dalad and the large Rish. And the Medrash said the following. He says, you want to know the differences between Dalad and the Rish? The difference between them is Koitz. It's just a little thorn. Take a look at the letters, Dalad and Rish. They're both exactly the same except that the Dalad's got a little thorn sticking out the side of it. Yeah, and that's the Lashon of the Medrash itself. That's the Lashon itself. The difference between Dalad and Rish is a Koitz. Okay. Zok the healing Bnei Yisoscha, listen to this, it's beautiful, this is where everything starts. He says, what was the curse of Adam and Rishon? the cursed admonition was, you went and you ate from the Itzadas. Before you ate from the Itzadas, there was clarity. There was clarity who was in charge, there was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You went and you decided to put yourself in charge and not listen. Do you know what's going to happen? Kites, Tatsmiatlach. A kite is going to grow on you. Where's it going to grow? It's going to grow on the Rish. So that now, between the Rish and the Dalet, there's going to be a lack of clarity. Because even when you look at the Eilacher, yeah, I know that the Eilacher has nothing to do with me, but kite, Tatsmiatlach. It's going to grow this little kite at the end of it, this little thorn. Which, what does that create? It creates Dardar. It creates kite with Dar. What's Dardar? A mixture between Dalad and Reish. Dalad, Reish. What's going to happen now that you've eaten from Mitzvah Das? Now there's going to be confusion. And the difference between the Echad and the Acher is going to be not clear at all. And that you're going to spend your whole life sometimes having clarity, sometimes moments of inspiration, moments of clarity of Hashem Echad, know exactly what I'm going to do, and moments where you're not so clear. That's the curse. And your entire life, that's going to be your toil to try and get clarity. He says, what's the matter of Dalit? What's the matter of Rish? 200. He says, what's the difference between Dalit and Rish?
196.
Gematria?
Coats.
The difference between Dalit and Rish is just the coats. That is going to be your curse. It's going to be so hard to tell the difference between them. And that coats, which is filling up the difference between them, that's your curse. Because now you're going to have a lack of clarity. Koitz v'darat atzmiachlach. Okay, let's take it a step further. So far, let's just make sure we're all holding together in the session. So far, what we said that when Adam sinned it to that, he was told koitz v'darat atzmiachlach, and we're suggesting, the Bnei Sosa suggests, that this idea is that this dalat, the large dalat, and the large reish will now be confusing. That's what the curse of koitz v'darat atzmiachlach. And we see that the difference between the Dalad and the Reish is a kite, both physically and numerically. That's what we see so far. Now, Haman Harasha was out to kill the Jews. And after he'd made his decision, he was going to kill the Jews, all was left was to decide a day. And that's when he cast his lots, he cast his Purim. And he first went through the days of the week, we're told, from Chazal. He went through the days of the week, and we're told each day of the week, don't decide through the days of the week, because each day of the week, something amazing happens. He went through all the months, and in each month, he was told it's not kedai to do in that month. He came to Adar. And in the month of Adar, that's when he said, oh, gewaldig. The month of Adar is the month when it's kedai to kill the Yidden. And what was his reason? What did Chazal say?
So
to Moshe Rabbeinu died, he said, well, come on. He said, this is the month. Because what's Yisrael without Moshe? What's Klal Yisrael without Moshe? Let's ask you a simple question, my friends. What's Yisrael without Moshe? What's the gematria of Yisrael? Work it out.
3, 10, 5, 10, 5, 10, 5, 11, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5,
back porch on which the porch is what must be 196.
He said, when Yisrael, Klal Yisrael without Moshe Rabbeinu, they were confusion. The month of Adar, he said, is a month of confusion. It's a month of 196, the difference between the Dar and the Rish. It's a month of Kites. And so he said that, therefore, obviously, then he literally said this, but this was somehow going on in some sort of subconscious of his. And therefore, he said it's Kedai to make the annihilation of the Eden in this month. Because that month is when they've got
Dalad Reish. I left Dalad Reish.
Yeah, yeah, good. We're gonna get
slow down. Too quick.
Cool. We're gonna get. Very good. So he decided that's it. This is the month to sort them out. And in fact, this is really what Amalek all about. Amalek are out there to create confusion. That's their job. Their job is to take any inspiration we have and to quash it. The Gematria Amalek is? Gematria of?
Sophic.
That's their job. It's to create that coats. It's to draw closer the Reish and the Dalet together in order that we've got confusion. In fact, the Pasuk at the end of Parashas B'Shalach, describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's war with Amalek. And normally, let's say in Kedush, we talk about L'dor V'dor, yeah? L'dor V'dor Nagad Godlecha. We talk about Dor L'dor. But the war of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Amalek at the end of Parashas Bishalach is described as Muchemes Hashem im Amalek Dor Dor. Dor Dor.
Oh, Dar Dar.
Dar Dar. I'm suddenly over here, it's not Dor V'dor, Dor L'dor. It's just Dor Dor, without a Vav. There's all different shots where we don't say Dor V'dor. Or Dor L'dor. But based on this, it's very, very understandable. Dor Dor. What is the war? The war is the war of Darda. The war is the war of Kite. Their war is crying to create Sophic the entire time. Based on this, what's our job in that door? As Mark just said, it's bringing the Aleph into the Dar. A-Dar. It's bringing the Aleph into the Darda. We do live in a state of confusion. That's the fact. We do live in a state of confusion, as we're going to speak out a little bit more in a minute. And the job of Adar is to try and be Megala the Hester. We live in a time of Hester. We live in a time of where things are concealed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't clearly revealed. And we bring the Aleph into the Dar. That's our job. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu even within the confusion. That's our toil in this age. Vilna Gaon, I heard this from Geshem. I remember saying last year, I think Dov told me that it was the Vilna Gaon. He notes the following, that at the beginning of the Megillah, we say Megillah Nikras, the Megillah's read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, Lo Pachos V'lo Yoseh. You read it 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, but not less, not on the 10th, not more, not on the 16th. It's not the Gaon. When do you name Megillah? On these days, 11 through 15. If you count up 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, you end up with 65. Not one I asked, that would be too cool. You end up with 65. 65 is
Shem
Admos. Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. Lay Pachas V'lo Yoseh. You don't lay in it 10,
26.
And don't lay in it 16, 26. We only lay in the Megillah with Shem Admos, at a time of Shem Admos. You don't lay in Megillah with Shem Avaya. What does this mean? What this means is the following. We know the Pasuk in Shmois, or Ba'era, Shmois I think it is. Zeshmi la'olam zezech l'doi v'doi.
Shmois.
Zeshmi la'olam zezech l'doi v'doi. This is my name forever, this is my remembrance for generations. By the way, they're over there, zezech l'doi v'doi. Okay, whatever. It says there, doi v'doi, which is something to think about. But the point is, from those words, Zeshmi la'olam zezech l'doi v'doi, the word la'olam over there is spelt... Chasa. Yeah, it's spelled without a vav.
Helam.
Yeah, Helam, which means hidden, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two names. There's his name, which is the hidden name, the name which is only going to be used La'asid La'avoy. What name is that? Okay. That's Yud Ki Vav Ke. But while we don't live in La'asid La'avoy, while we live in this world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Shem Adnos. Alef Dalet Nun Yud. When's Megillah Nikras? Nowadays. Megillah is meant to be read at a time of Olam Hazeh, this world, when there's still confusion. Because the job is to Megala the Seser. The job of ourselves now is to reveal the Hester upon him.
We're not going
to
read Megillah on the Jeff.
It's a very good question. Oh. In fact, we seem to say
Yeah.
I'm going to try and discuss that next week. I've been checking into that. I've got Omar Mokum. Apparently, the Babbage Rebbe discusses it in the Sicha. I've got a copy of the Sicha. It's in my study at home. I've tried to look through. I don't know what it's talking about.
It's only based on the
based on this. But it's a Vilna Gaon, right? This is a Vilna Gaon. It's a Vilna Gaon, but it's Sasa, right? We've got the best of both worlds. So again, the concept is to Megala the Sisa. It's all about Megillah Sester. So let's just take it a step further. We also have to realize that same Gemara which asks Ha Minato Minayim, which is what Hamina 8, about what happened in Gan Eden, it also says Esther Minato Minayim. And the Gemara says, which is referring to times of Hester upon him, right? It's all It's all happening. It's all leading us to the same place. In fact, Adam mentions to me, I just have to mention this. I wasn't going to mention it, but I just remembered it just now. Adam mentioned to me on Sunday that we say in the Megillah, Me'evel...
Me'evel Yom Tov.
Which is referring to... Who says this again?
Rabbi Yosef Perlman, I think.
Who?
Rabbi Yosef Perlman, I would think.
Rabbi Joseph Perlman says, there's an idea that Me'evel Yom Tov is referring to from the Evel, when we sat Shiva for Moshe Rabbeinu, he died on the 7th of Adar. The 7 days of Shiva. And then you've got Yom Tov. I was thinking it's at least the same idea. Perhaps, again, this is an Amish Bederach, Remez, Epsha. That 7 days always signifies
Teva
as well. Yeah. That we are able to get to Yom Tov as well through Teva. That's part of the job of being involved in Megillas Esther. By being Megala the Hester. Even within Teva, we're able to see the Eibishter. That's the whole idea of it. The Gemara in Megillah, that Vavamah base, brings Shittas Rav Shimon Gamliel. He discusses in Elitka like this year when you got two Adars, you got Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. The Gemara discusses Machlokes between Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon Gamliel. When do you keep Purim? When's the main Purim? Is it Adar Rishon or is it Adar Sheni? Rav Lezer says it's in Adar Rishon. You don't know why?
Comes first.
Adar Rishon.
There was Nibar Yor.
Aim of Vinyl Mitzvahs.
But I'm told it was Nibar Yor.
Was that?
The year of the Megillah was Nibar Yor. I don't remember to say that, and the tack it wasn't Adar Sheni.
Could be. There's not that. If the Bavli would have said it, it would definitely be in that Gemara.
I find it so funny.
Yeah, it could be. Either Reb Lezer says he's saying Adar Rishon because Aim of Vinyl Mitzvahs. Whereas, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, you're saying Adar Sheni because you're meant to be saying with Gula. What does it mean to be Soma Kula? It means you should have the Geula of Purim near the Geula of Pesach. What's the idea in that? So just a very posh pshat, a very, very posh pshat, means Soma Kula Gula. It's a very, very famous Ramban, Sof Parshas Boy, which I think everyone's aware of. The Ramban Sof Parshas Boy says that the tachlis of Nisim Geluyim, the tachlis of revealed miracles, is in order for us to be able to see that Kodesh Baruch is in charge. The basic insight is that someone who breaks the rules obviously is in charge of the rules. You can't break the rules. You can't be allowed to break the rules unless you're in charge of the rules. And Kodesh Baruch, who breaks the rules of nature, he must be the one who runs the rules of nature. And the Ramban says the following words. He says, Mitoich nisim hagluyim onimoidim ala nisim hanistorim. That through us acknowledging that Kodesh Baruch, who performs revealed miracles, we then have the ability, through the revealed miracles, we have the ability to acknowledge that Kodesh Baruch is involved in the hidden miracles as well. And that's the aside of being so much Gula. That's the idea of having the Nes of Purim as close as possible to the Nes of Pesach. Because when the Nes of Pesach is within sight, let's make it even clearer. When the Nes of Pesach falls within 30 days, then it's incumbent upon us to start thinking about Pesach. Once you have to start thinking about Pesach, then you start thinking about the Nisim Hagluyim. And that allows us to start peeling away the Nista and seeing all the Nisim that lay beneath the surface in Purim as well. So again, let's just recap. What we discussed was that?
It's 31 days.
So why do you always talk about it being Shloshim Yom?
Shushan Purim.
In fact, the first page in Mishnah Berurah, which we just learned last week,
yes.
It says you meant to start from Purim itself.
Okay.
Because Pesach, Sarah Pesach. Start Sarah Pesach, no?
Rishon is referring to the 14th.
Starts with the Leil, because Chomet's ready, it's all starting.
Good, so let's just wrap up what we said, because we're just throwing out a lot of interesting stuff. So basically, let's recap. So, We said that Adam Rishon was told koitz v'dayda tatzmech lach, that you're going to have koitz v'dayda. And we explained, the B'nai Yisoscha explained that the curse of koitz v'dayda tatzmech lach is that the dalad and the reish will be unclear for you. The coats will be tatzmiach lach. That means the coats which the medrash mentioned, which are the difference between reish and dalad, that thorn, that will grow for you. And therefore you're going to have dar. You're going to be confused, sometimes dalad, sometimes reish, sometimes dalad, sometimes reish. And we said as well that the gematria of reish is 200, the gematria of dalad is 4. The difference between them is this coat. And that's what separates between the reish and the dalad. Which was what Ham was so excited about when it fell in Adar. Because Adar is the time when we were state of kites. We were Klal Yisrael, Yisrael without Moshe. We said this is Bechlal, the whole idea of what Amalek tried to do. This is the whole idea of what Haman tried to do, what Amalek tried to do. As we know, I'll probably talk a little bit more about this in Shabbos, please, Hashem. That Amalek, as we said, the Gematria Sofok, the whole agenda is to put us in a state where we're unsure, without clarity. That's the whole purpose. And therefore, our job in Adar is to combat that. Our job in Adar is to try and faket, to try and be Megala the Hester, to bring the Eivish to him. And we said that we tackle all this through the Vat of the Vilna Gaon, who talks about how Megillah is tackle only red in a state of lack of clarity. It's only tackle red when we've got Shem Adnos. But it's Hashem, which tackle Bizoicha, that through getting rid of Amalek, which tackle Bizoicha, that the Shmoy should be Sholim, and the Kisrish should be Sholim. As we say, at the end of the parashah of Shalach,
Yodok
the
Moshe
says, Yodok is Ka. That the throne of our college world was not Sholim, his name's not Sholim until we've got rid of Amalek. Once we've got rid of Amalek, we'll be in a state of Yud Kivovke, we'll be in a state of clarity.
Let's go.
Really?
Yeah.